Good, you're awake. Can you remember who you are? Sorry, I can't actually hear you. There's like half a meter of solid glass between the observation room that I'm in and the cave that you're in. Just nod your head if you can remember who you are. Okay, well, that's a good start. Do you know where you are? You're shaking your head. Well, you don't remember why you're here either, do you? No. Okay. Oh, damn it. I guess being near the portal does screw with the human minds. Okay, look. I know you must have a bunch of questions, but we don't have a lot of time before she, or I guess it, comes back. Okay, listen to me. You are in Station Omega. This is a top secret government research lab that's built around a portal to, well, to hell. Like, literally hell. Yes. Hell is real, and it's full of fire and brimstone, and the government wants it because it's a source of infinite energy. I guess if hellfire can burn souls for all eternity, it's more cost effective than oil or nuclear power. If we could keep the portal open, humanity gets free, unlimited energy forever. The problem is that we could only keep the portal open for a few minutes, and in that few minutes, something came in from the other side. It was, well, I guess it was a demon or demoness. It looked vaguely like a human woman. And it spoke, well, it didn't speak English. It spoke some really ancient language. No one understood except for Dr. Johnson. Do you remember Dr. Johnson? He's that really, really old researcher guy. He said she spoke some ancient Babylonian or something. And then he tried to talk to that thing. He said she was a succubus and that she could keep the portal open longer, but in exchange, she wanted something. She wanted, okay, I guess this is the weird part. Not that the whole secret government portal to hell thing wasn't weird enough, but she wanted, virgin seed. I can see the look on your face. Yes, she wanted spunk. Cum, baby batter. You know what I mean. And it had to be from a virgin man. Well, it turns out that there were two virgins on Station Omega. One was Dr. Johnson, and of course, he volunteered at once. The problem was, he's old, like, really, really old? I don't think he's had an erection since the 1980s, and he's been a virgin his entire life, so I think the shock of having something that looked like a really hot and really scary woman trying to get his cum was a little too much for him. Yeah, he had a heart attack before he could have an orgasm, and well, the succubus wasn't happy. But we did have another virgin on the station, and that's. Hey, that's you, big guy. You volunteered to have your dick sucked by the hot, scary demon chick. So we put you in there, and then you passed out for a bit. And now, well, here we are. Look, I don't know if you're having second thoughts or anything, but look on the bright side. We have a bunch of sensors and monitoring devices in the cave, so no matter what happens, we will be able to record everything. For science, of course. You are contributing to scientific inquiry and possibly your country having a source of limitless energy. What? What's wrong? Oh shit. Yeah, I see it. Or her, I guess. Okay, don't panic. And don't, don't have a heart attack or anything, okay? Focus, on the bright side. She looks really hot. I mean, if you ignore the wings and the tail and the horns and the glowing eyes, she looks like a really hot girl. And she wants to do sexy things to you. That's good, right? Yeah, just ignore the scary demon bits and focus on the sexy woman bits. Look, she's even walking towards you. Look at those curvy hips. Focus on the hips. Don't look at the tail. Focus on the hips. And, She's not wearing anything. Oh, wow. Okay. You're getting an erection. That's it. Keep focusing on sexy things. Watch those full, heavy breasts sway with every step she takes towards you. You think she'll give you a titty fuck with those? I don't know what the ancient Babylonian word for titty fuck is, but I'm sure you'll find a way to ask her for one. You would be doing it for science. And she's right next to you. And she's sniffing you? Quick, sniff her back. Can you smell that? She smells like sulfur, burning things. Maybe just a generic corny demon girl odor. Yeah, you should write it down later. You could even write a paper on demonic bodily odors. Okay, sorry. Just babbling. Oh well, she's licking you. She's licking your face and your neck. I wonder if she's trying to taste your virginity. Maybe. Okay, let me write it down. And she's moving below your neck. She's moving way below your neck. It looks like she's licking your nipples. Oh, wow. She's really into it. Oh, man. I'm kind of jealous. It's like she's taking your nipples into her mouth and just really bathing it in her saliva. Man. I wouldn't mind exchanging spots with you right now. And she's trailing her tongue down your chest, down your stomach. Down to. Well, I guess she's ready to taste you. She's crouching down and. Her mouth is open. Is she breathing on your penis? Is she. Oh. She's taking her tongue and touching it to your tip. I'm going to get the cameras to zoom in. Oh, yeah. She's teasing the slit with her tongue. That must feel amazing. Are you getting weak in the knees? We probably should have put a chair in there so you could sit. She's moving her head. Looks like she wants to suck on your balls. I bet she wants to taste those virgin balls. Even before you've come, I'll bet she wants to have the source of your sperm in her mouth. How does her mouth feel? Is her tongue, swirling around your balls? Is she sucking them into her mouth and playing with them? Oh, you're going to come inside that same mouth soon, I bet. Oh, she's kissing her way up your shaft, and oh, yeah, she's taking the head inside her mouth. Oh, I've got the camera zooming all the way. Looks like she's slowly swirling her tongue around your tip. Oh, does it feel good? Is she working her tongue on all your sensitive spots? I bet she's going to curl the tip of her tongue right under your slit. Would that make you come? Are you going to spurt your virgin cum inside her mouth? You should. You should come inside a scary succubus mouth. For science. She took her mouth off of you. She's blowing air on the tip. Oh, what a tease. How does it feel around your wet, saliva-covered cock? I can see from the cameras that your tip is soaked in her spit. Oh, and she's taking you in her mouth again. She's taking. Oh, well, she's taking much further in her mouth. She just keeps going and going all the way down. She's completely taking you into her mouth. Oh, how does it feel? Having her lips wrapped around the base of your cock. Have you ever had anyone take you right down to the balls before? Oh yeah. I can see you leaning your head back. That's it. Enjoy the moment. Enjoy having your entire cock buried in that hot little mess. Oh, she's pulling back. Oh wow. Her cheeks are really hollowed in. She must be sucking you so hard. Do you want to come in her mouth? Do you want to spurt all your virgin seed into that sweet mouth? I'll bet you do. And I'll bet she wants you to. Can you see how she's working your cock? Going up and down steadily. She must really want you to come in her mouth. Oh, can I let you in a secret? I'm touching myself right now. I'm touching myself while I watch that succubus fucking you with her mouth. I just want to see you come. I want to see her make that virgin cock spread in her mouth. I want to see you spend yourself in that scary succubus mouth. I don't know if it's some kind of crazy succubus magic or what, but I'm so turned on by the idea of you watching. Well, me watching you. Waiting for your cum to shoot inside her mouth. Oh, God. I'm surprised you haven't come in her mouth yet. Are you trying to hold back, baby? Are you trying to hold back your cum? You know, it's not going to do you any good. She's going to keep going. I can see her head bobbing up and down on you. She's not going to stop. She's going to keep sucking you off until you give her that cum. That cum isn't going to do you any good inside your balls. Just give it to her. I want to see you pump it into her mouth. Fuck. Shit. Oh, I'm so turned on and I don't know why. You know, I'll bet she swallows. Do you want her to swallow your cum? Do you want to spread yourself in that hot little mouth and watch as she eats up every drop of your cum? I want to see you. Oh, I want to see you come. eat your sperm. Oh, I want to watch your face. Oh, your face as you come, and then I want to watch her swallow every drop. Oh, you're getting close. I can see it. That's it. Oh, bump your hips into her mouth. Oh, I can see you leaning your head back and groaning. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm touching myself. Oh, touching myself so much right now. Oh, yeah. You're about to come, aren't you? I'm gonna come too. I wanna see if we have an orgasm at the same time. Shit. Oh, fuck. I need to see you come. She's wrapping her arms around your hips and pulling you into her mouth. Yeah, that's it. Oh, tilt your head back. Scream out your orgasm. Yeah, that's so hot. Yeah. Oh, it looks like you're about to come. Oh, fuck. That good for you too, baby? Did you pass out? These human virgins. Sister. Your fondness for virgins is really backfiring on you, isn't it? You didn't even get a chance to have him inside your pussy. Yeah, fine. I'll let you out of the cave. I've already seduced and drained the cum from everyone inside the facility. My disguise worked quite well. No one ever suspects the poor, innocent scientist girl as being capable of draining every last drop of their sperm. Now, do you want to reopen the portal and go back home, or do you want me to send a distress signal and lure more humans to this research station? Okay, fine. While you're making up your mind, you better bring that boy inside. Yeah, I want to have my turn with him as well.